It's time to put the spotlight on the Community Foundation of Lorain County. PeopleWhoCare.org is the wonderful website that they have that helps people out. And here to talk about that is Laura Malone, the development officer. You had a 2020 was an odd year for you guys. It was sort of like a celebration year for you, but it didn't really turn out. But people still came out to support things that the Community Foundation is involved with, right?
Yeah, thank you so much, Bruce. 2020 was our 40th anniversary year, and you know, we had a lot to celebrate, but also with everything going on, there was a lot to do. We had created two new funds last year to support the community in immediate response needs. One was the COVID-19 Response Fund, and the other was the Racial Equity Fund, and both of those were the focus of our year-end fund drive for 2020, along with our Touch the Future Fund, which is our unrestricted dollars, which are immensely important to being able to do flexible work in the community. And I want to thank everybody. You know, the donors did a wonderful job in making contributions at the end of the year. There's still more work to do. We are hoping to give out more COVID-19 grants and more Racial Equity Fund grants in 2021. So there still is opportunities to go on to peoplewhocare.org and make contributions to those funds. And as I mentioned, a lot of our immediate COVID-19 response couldn't have happened last year without the unrestricted dollars, such as what we have in the Touch the Future Fund. So that's always an important thing to keep in mind.
A lot of times you'll have funds waiting there and you're waiting for people to come to ask for them. How did that work out well, or was there really a demand in that sense?
Yeah, I think I had mentioned toward the end of last year that our board of directors for the month of December granted out over $1 million to 31 nonprofits. We do have a new grant cycle coming up where nonprofits have until February 1st to apply for funding. And normally what happens is we kind of play matchmaker between the nonprofits that need support and our donors that have funds with us that want to offer support. Not all of our donors offer unrestricted dollars. It's kind of a matchmaking of, you know, which of our 670-plus funds may want to support the needs of various nonprofits based upon their mission or their focus areas that they are doing their work. So February 1st is the deadline for nonprofits to go on our website, peoplewhocare.org, under the apply section to apply for those opportunities for grant dollars. And then for smaller nonprofits, we do have a mini grant cycle that is $500 mini grants that are offered up by the Lakeland Community Foundation. And that is a rolling grant cycle. So that isn't as hard and fast of a deadline as our regular grant cycle, which is the February 1st I mentioned. But for smaller nonprofits that just need that $500 jumpstart or that $500 Band-Aid with everything going on, it's a great opportunity to do the mini grants through the Lakeland Community Foundation mini grant program as well.
Do you offer help in filling out grants? Sometimes there's even organizations that have a person specifically to do that. Is there what can people expect if they have never filled out a grant?
Yeah. So the grant portal is online. There is a lot of information that is requested, and we do have our program officer, Linda Steyer, who has been with us for a number of years. And, you know, I think she started with us when she was 5 and has been with us, you know, ever since. But she has been wonderful in helping nonprofits, especially first-time nonprofits, with walking them through that process.
Yeah, there's a lot of times maybe people with grassroots nonprofits, things like that, they have an idea, they have a passion for something, but filling out forms and applying for grants is maybe not in their wheelhouse. So this obviously, you know, they may gives them an opportunity to see what it's like to do that. And obviously you say there's a lot out there for people. You say the grant cycle starts up now. I know also the scholarship is another aspect of what happens in some of the foundations. Where is that right now for people who are looking to apply for education?
Yeah, so our scholarship process opened up on December 15th, and that still is open for applications. That also is an online application that can be found under the apply section at peoplewhocare.org on the Community Foundation website. That is also a one-stop shop kind of form. where the applicants, they can be graduating seniors, they can be current college students, they can be adults looking to further their education, which a lot of adults are doing right now with the job challenges going on created by the pandemic. They can go on to the website, they can fill out that application, and that application will help match them to the various scholarship buckets where they may qualify for funding. And then in the spring, our scholarship committees will be reviewing all of those applicants with all of those available scholarships and be narrowing down to those finalists that would be the awardees of each of those scholarships. So there is time to still make those applications if you're seeking scholarship funding, if you want to go and further your education, or if you're, like I said, a current college student or a graduating high school senior. There's still plenty of time to do that work and get that funding to help pay for next fall's school year.
We're talking today with Laura Malone, Development Officer with the Community Foundation of Lorain County, as we spotlight the Community Foundation, peoplewhocare.org. Coming up in February, Toni Morrison Day has been declared. It was last year, I think it is, and this year, the Community Foundation really involved in this. Local libraries have things going on with it. Talk about this essay contest that you're behind.
Yes, this is our second year for the Toni Morrison Essay Contest for Young People. And this is the application deadline for this is February 12th. So yet again, this is something that's right around the corner. Applications will be due just before, as you mentioned, Toni Morrison Day on February 18th, which is Toni Morrison's birthday. That is now a state of Ohio holiday. So those applications, the prompt for this year's essay is reflecting upon how people and places informed and sustained you during this pandemic. And this is open to all age groups. This is open to those folks that may be in school. This is open to students that are in college. There's a lot of different age groups that can participate in this. Once again, the deadline is going to be February 12th. The essay must be 700 words or less. And as I mentioned, there's four separate categories of elementary school, middle school, high school, and college for students to participate. And it's a great way to get involved. There are some small awards being given with this, but it's a great way to be able to reflect, especially right now. Oftentimes, writing can help help emotionally with dealing with certain challenges. And especially, you know, with 2020, we had a lot of challenges. So this may be a great way for students to have a little bit of a catharsis while writing about, you know, this year and participating in the Toni Morrison Essay Contest.
Right. It'll be interesting to see how different ages have reflected on this past year. Because sometimes, depending on how old you are and what you've been through, last year has put a whole different spin on how you view life and things in general. That's for sure.
Exactly. Exactly.
Peoplewhocare.org is your website. You can visit you on Facebook as well for the Community Foundation of Lorain County. Laura, we appreciate your time, and I know we'll talk again next month as we spotlight more with the Community Foundation.